They weren't interested in
no,
crap, though.
That's right.
So we're sitting here.
I make girls laugh as they walk away from me. That's my style.
We're in front of a table here, and we have raffle tickets. We have lots of WFMU T-shirts.
We're on the street. We're going to be raffling off the crap you couldn't give away at the record fair.
There's good stuff here.
Yeah, there's great stuff.
There's not only is there a WFMU
There's
hat,
a VHS copy of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
There's a Japanese monster
movie.
Hey,
excuse me. We're raffling off. Oh, she has her earbuds in.
Yeah.
There's some T-shirts, various sizes.
Double feature of Japanese monster movie. It's Gorgo versus Varin.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Yeah. And there's a Silence of the Lambs DVD.
Yeah, there's some bumper stickers.
WFMU cookbook.
Hey, we're raffling off some stuff. It's free.
Free raffle.
She has a two-hour commute.
Is it technically a raffle if it's free?
Yeah, it's a raffle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, wait, here's a dad. Hey, Dad, we're raffling off some stuff for free to help promote our radio station.
It's free.
It's free. We're just raffling off some stuff. Would you be interested? Yeah. Here's how it works. Would you be interested? Here's your ticket.
Hello.
Here's your ticket. Don't lose that ticket. Don't lose that coupon. And here's your ticket, Dad.
And what's your name?
Sophia.
And your name?
Kevin.
And what's your name, little girl?
Sophia.
What's your name, sir?
Said Kevin. Kevin and Sophia.
Yeah, but she didn't say it to me.
Yeah.
That's how you trip up liars. You ask them to repeat their story.
Two times.
Okay,
good.
Exactly.
Times
okay,
right,
hey guys,
let's
you
go
know,
for a third. Let's go for a third person in the raffle.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. If we get a, that's right. Well, we have Matt.
This guy. No, this guy over here. Look.
We have Matt. No, that would be a fourth person. Matt's in.
Oh, Matt's in the raffle.
Right.
Would
so
you
we're
join
raffling
our raffle?
Off some crap.
We're having
it's free.
A free raffle. No
although,
strings attached. Although free raffle. What's your name, sir? We're on the radio.
Saurabh.
Saurabh is in.
Okay. Here you go. Keep this with you, Saurabh. Don't lose this until the raffle.
Right.
You can't claim your prize if you don't have your coupon.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's just going to be
we're
in just 30
right
seconds.
Now.
We're going to see if we can get someone else. We need four people.
Well,
I guess
four.
We have four. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have four tickets.
We have
and
four
what's
tickets.
The prize, Ken?
The winner
anything
can
on the table?
Anything on the table.
Sophia, what would you choose if you could choose anything on the table?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you look now? Although the odds are 1 in 4. Only 1 in 4 you're going to win.
Might I recommend the Bacon Tastes Good T-shirt back there?
Yeah. That has some weird stains on it. You don't want that one.
No, there's no stains. It's
new. Yeah, it's brand new.
Saurabh, what would you choose?
Yeah, I'll choose a T-shirt.
What would you choose? Yeah, the T-shirt.
He wants the
that's
Bacon
cool.
Tastes Good T-shirt.
Well, you probably won't win. It's 1 in 4, right, Ken?
Yeah, go
one
ahead.
1 in 4 chance.
Don't
should
try
I pick
out.
It? Okay, here
I'll
we go.
Pick it.
Okay. Now, think about what you're doing, Ken. Now, read the number out loud. Make it very dramatic. Okay, everyone, look at their coupon.
The winning number is...
The winning number.
490146.
Who won?
Saurabh wins.
Hey, well done, my friend. Well done, brother. Okay. How did you feel? How do you feel right now?
You can choose anything.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that you've learned a life lesson here, honey.
Right. Sophia,
no, you don't do that. You don't give her anything.
Sorry,
no, you don't learn.
She's a kid.
No, we're trying to teach her a lesson that things don't always work out. Just because she's cute and a kid, you don't always win. Okay. Now, this guy has won. Thanks very much.
Bye, Kevin. Bye, Sophia.
Oh, wait, they're walking away. We work for tips. They're walking away?
They're walking away.
They're walking away?
We didn't get anything. Saurabh hasn't chosen his prize yet.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
What's it going to
be? There's miracle soap.
Yeah, you're going to need some soap if you wear the T-shirt.
Food stickers. For the food stickers, we recommend that you sneak into a supermarket and stay until after they close and then apply those to the produce.
Yeah, you stay in the bathroom until after they close.
Okay.
You do that anyway,
you want the
right?
Bacon Tastes Good T-shirt?
Yeah.
That's
what
it.
Size
bacon,
are you?
Bacon
is this your
tastes
size?
Good.
Are you a medium? Are you a
hey,
large?
Leech.
This looks like it might fit.
Yeah, bacon tastes good.
Well done.
What size is that?
Large.
Large, perfect.
Large, that's perfect for you. It's it's
oh, what else T-shirt do we have?
That's a fine T-shirt.
Gary Panther T-shirt.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, Saurabh wants the best thing he can get.
That's okay, I think.
Yeah. What are you going to do with these T-shirts?
Of course, you'll wear it.
Oh, wear it. Good choice. Excellent choice. So this is not his first T-shirt.
There's a potholder, an aerial view potholder, a WFMU hat.
You know, the head goes through the big hole in the top. You know how to do it, right? You've done T-shirts, right, sir?
Yeah.
And then the arms, you know, goes in either side. You've done it. I don't have to. Okay. Do you want me to demonstrate how to? You know how to do it. The head goes in the top.
No,
you put it over the. You put it over your head. Oh, you know how to do it. Okay.
I'm gonna get it. Or
yeah, yeah. Is this the one you want?
No, I think that's.
Which one?
Bacon.
Yeah, the bacon one. Yeah.
That's an XL.
That's an XL. That's a good one.
That's the good ship WFMU.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. And you can play Name That Stain also. It's a little game we have on. You can play on the back. Okay, thanks very much.
It's all yours.
There you go.
Congratulations.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, we work, yeah.
Want to give a shout out to your friends or family?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. Ken. He doesn't want to. And, you know, you can wear it inside out. Nobody has to know you are affiliated with the station. You can wear it backwards or wear a shirt over it. No one has to know. Fantastic. This is going fantastically.
Our first successful raffle.
You call that successful? Really?
Yeah.
That was a success?
Yeah.
Then you're going to love the show.
We had four.
If you think that was a success, you're in for the ride of your life.
There
Who's
goes,
that guy?
That's Brian Turner, our music director. He
and
didn't
he
want
can't
to have,
get away fast
he,
enough.
He did not want to have anything to do
Nothing
with
at
us.
All. Hey, we're having a raffle. We're raffling off this stuff for free. Lots of crap. We're raffling
free
for
raffle.
Free.
By the way,
Matt,
I need you
to stand here again.
We are standing in front of Monty Hall here.
Hey, we're raffling off crap
on
for
Montgomery
free.
Street.
We're having a free raffle.
Free.
Free. Although we work for tips.
These guys look like they're.
They're a couple of hipsters.
Yeah.
Jerseys. Well, hey, hipsters. Jersey City hipsters.
Don't call them hipsters.
No, they love that.
No, hipsters, it's an insult.
Oh.
It's a deep, deep insult. Never call somebody a hipster.
Really? It is?
Yes.
Because they might not know they're hipsters?
Nobody ever wants to admit they're a hipster. That's like,
hey, how you doing, gentlemen? We're raffling off this crap for free. We're raffling it off. We're having a raffle. You want to participate? It's all for free. It's to help promote the station.
We're on the radio.
Yeah.
My name is Babulal Tosnual.
Welcome to the radio.
That is my that's my neighbor's name. Not right next door, but like across the street, kind of catty corner. Yeah. Here you go. Keep this coupon. We're raffling it off. You could win something. Here you go, gentlemen. We need four people. Here you go.
And we have Matt. Matt,
and here you go. Keep
Matt,
your coupon.
You're in the raffle again. Here's
there you
your,
go.
Here's your ticket.
And you could win something here, sir. You live in Jersey City?
Huh.
Yeah. Where in Jersey City do you live?
Hello.
Yes, exactly.
And here's your ticket.
Exactly.
And give Matt a ticket. He's our fourth. Again.
Why? Why can't we? Oh.
Ticket is for what?
The ticket
for anything. Anything on the table.
If your ticket is called, it is your lucky, lucky day. The heavens
nickname.
have smiled on you.
Nickname.
And you will get to pick any of this crap. This is crap we couldn't give away. You remember the record fair we had in Brooklyn last week?
Yeah. Yeah.
We Nick couldn't Name. Give this stuff away.
Nickname is here. He's going to be the fifth person in our raffle.
Okay. So, Ken. Oh, no. We're going to pick a number.
No, you hang
now.
On. Hang on
here
to your
go.
Number.
This is it, gentlemen. Hang on to your number.
Hang on to
we're
your
gonna
number.
We're going to pick a number. Who will win?
Okay.
Very exciting.
Hang on.
Who will win?
And the winner. Nope. The winner is.
Yes. Who will win?
490149.
Look at your number.
Who has 490?
They don't even know to look.
490149.
Oh, you're not our winner. I'm so sorry.
Who has 490149?
They don't even know to. Okay. That's not,
not
you?
You. Not you.
Yeah, I take it. You win.
You're
yeah.
the winner.
Yeah, you take
All right.
it. That guy that scared me. The scary guy gets
Why
to
did,
take what he wants.
There was nothing scary about him.
Yeah, except he scared me.
Why did he scare you?
He was a foreign man.
He didn't speak English. That's why he scared you?
Yeah.
He was perfectly
so,
friendly and harmless.
You didn't tell me this would be one of those all races things. This is all races welcome?
Yes, all races welcome.
Oh, that's a good thing. We should let people know.
We're in Jersey City.
Yeah. Hi, all races welcome. It's a raffle. It's an all races raffle.
Let's examine.
That's our policy
let's
now.
Let's examine why that nice gentleman from India scared you so much.
Yeah.
Why did he scare you?
Hey, join us. Hey, we're having a raffle. We're giving away this crap. Well, he was a foreign man.
So?
Oh, yeah, so.
We're in Jersey City. There's people of all races here.
I don't see a lot of those guys inside on your staff.
We have people of all races inside.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, it's a new policy here.
We're having a
here.
Free raffle.
Hi, hey, you want to?
Hello, ma'am. We're on the radio.
We're
What's
giving this
name?
Stuff away.
Yolanda Campbell.
Oh, good. Welcome.
Welcome, Yolanda.
Here you go, Yolanda. This is your coupon. And if your number is chosen, you can pick any of this crap off the table.
Matt, would you like to take part?
No. What if Matt
wins? It has to be a contest.
Okay, but we need one other person.
You can win anything.
Yolanda, we're going to wait for one.
Are you from Jersey City?
Yes, I am.
Yes, she is.
I am from Jersey City.
Is that your bicycle?
Yes.
What do you, does your bicycle have a name? Have you named your bicycle?
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm not
you don't
so
like,
familiar
you don't call it.
It
like silver and, okay.
No, okay. Not really.
And are you riding home from work?
No, actually I'm riding from getting iron intravenous. So
exactly.
I may gonna be more energetic and I can.
Oh, you gotta be, oh, you have a shot.
Just got an injection of iron.
A B12, oh, an iron shot. I can tell you're like, we can't hold you, we can't, you're not holding.
Irwin.
Hold you still.
Come on.
Get away from the front of our radio station.
The number. Can I write the number of your station?
No. We're going to have a raffle.
Here it is. It's the information on there.
Yeah.
Sir, would you like to take part in a free raffle? It's a free raffle. You can win anything on the table.
Although we work for tips. You should say that, Ken.
Give Irwin
Ken won't let me. Ken won't let me discriminate. You know who won last time, ma'am? A foreign man. A foreign man was here, and I talked to him, and he won the raffle. That's a true story. No. Well, this is it. We're going to pick a number now. We have three people. Ken's going to, maybe it's going to be Matt Irwin or this nice lady.
Yolanda.
Yeah. Yeah. Who will it be?
And
let's see.
Number,
and everyone check their number.
The winning number is 490-154.
Is that you, Matt?
Irwin,
oh, that's
wins.
You, Irwin. Irwin, you get to pick anything off the table.
And you could be a gentleman.
What's Irwin going to pick?
You could be a gentleman.
No, we don't do that. Yolanda is a loser. And
you
we, can,
you
we
could
can't,
give
no.
Yolanda whatever
I'm
you
sorry,
win.
Yolanda, thank you for playing.
I had her ticket, actually.
No, you did not.
I did.
No, that's not how it works. We have to, there have to be consequences.
Yolanda's riding away.
That's how life works. On what her, the hell are you talking about?
On her,
there are winners and losers.
She just got an iron injection.
Then she's a winner, too, in her own way.
Here's Cheyenne.
Hey, Cheyenne.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm sure
be
she
right
will.
Back. Here's a group of three people.
That's all we need.
A raffle built in. If you're in Jersey City or Hoboken,
they're a walking raffle. Yeah.
If you're in Jersey City, come on down. It's very easy to
win.
Look
at Matt wanting to leave.
We're in front of
He's
Monty
afraid
Hall.
To leave. Look at you. Look at you wanting to leave. I've never seen. Gentlemen, we're raffling off this crap
free
to
raffle.
Help promote
free
our station.
Free raffle for the radio station.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice.
He said very nice.
Woo, very nice. We got a very nice from him.
All right.
As he scurried away. Fist bump. Here comes some more people.
All right, Cheyenne's in the
Cheyenne,
raffle.
Cheyenne, You want a raffle ticket?
Sure.
You're in for the next round.
Okay. What do I
well,
stand
Well, you can
to
win any. Well, you can stand to win anything here.
Okay.
But if you do win,
yeah.
The rule is you have to take something off the table and take it away.
Okay.
You can't just leave without taking. Hey, we're raffling off crap.
Would you like to take part in a free raffle?
Hey,
free
hipster.
Raffle.
Hey, there you go.
Don't call them hipsters. That's the worst thing you can do.
You didn't say it loud enough, though. You had earbuds in.
They will never stop if you call them hipsters. And that guy wasn't a hipster. He was a metalhead.
Okay. Sorry. We'll get him back here.
Yeah. No, get him back here. Here comes a guy.
Gentlemen. Oh, a guy. Hey, here comes a guy. But he has earbuds in. Wait, we're raffling off crap.
Raffling off crap.
To promote the station. It's free crap.
Free crap.
Free. You heard me. You heard the word free. You heard both words correctly.
Devon.
You need three people.
This is Devon and Cheyenne.
Okay. Now, here, Devon, keep your...
Yeah.
Keep this coupon. Keep this coupon.
I'm trying to pass
don't lose
it
the
through.
Coupon. You cannot wait. You cannot win if you don't have the coupon.
Okay.
Right. We're gonna pick the raffle. We're gonna pick the number in about a minute.
Is Matt in?
No, Matt can't win. Okay.
Matt never wins.
Okay.
He never wins.
Okay.
He's been in every
we'll
raffle.
Wait for one more person. We'll wait for
Devon,
one more person.
Do you live in Jersey City?
Sure do.
Where would you like to live? You happy here?
I love Jersey City, but.
But of course a but. But Manhattan is where you'd rather be.
I mean,
exactly.
No, I'm pretty loyal to my city, I'd say.
Okay,
Manhattan's
loyalty.
Cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in Jersey City?
A whopping 23 years.
Wow. And do you know the name of this radio station?
No. Whoops,
no
sorry.
Effing clue. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
We're live on the radio.
We don't have freedom of speech here.
Yeah. And so 23 years, and you don't know about our radio station.
Are
That's
you
perfect.
About WFMU?
Yeah, we are.
91 FM?
Yeah,
he knows it so well.
Yeah.
It's the hottest radio station around.
Well, on this block.
On this block.
Yeah, exactly. What radio station are you partial to?
91.1 FM.
Oh, you're so full of it. Oh, You make me sick.
All right, it's okay. Time for the raffle.
No, it's not. We got this guy here.
Okay.
Hey, young man. Young man, we're raffling off this crap.
Free
don't walk by. Don't.
Free. No
don't
strings
apologize.
Attached.
No, we're going to wait one more person. Can you have to
This
be
is
patient.
Our performance venue, Monty Hall.
Yeah. I've seen this walking by.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been interested in it.
Yeah.
The Figs and the Upper Crust is the next show, May 21st. They wear powdered wigs, the Upper Crust.
Yeah, maybe while they're playing here, you could walk by.
Names, the Figs and the Upper Crust.
Yeah.
And the Chills are playing May 23rd. They're from New Zealand.
Very creative.
What's your favorite Chills song?
The first one?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the first one with all the chords.
Yeah. You know the one they sang?
Party
that
all,
one time
yeah,
a
the
while
one
back?
Yeah, about partying all night.
Yeah.
Hey, ma'am, we're raffling off crap. Hey, ma'am.
Free raffle.
Hey, ma'am.
No strings attached.
Yeah, no strings attached.
I'm glad Devon is down.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll wait. Well, yeah, free stuff. Now, Devon, of all this stuff, if you do win, and the odds, of course, are always against you,
always.
It's a long shot.
Because
but
life.
If you do, that's life, right? But if you do win, which one of these items do you think you'd choose?
Depends on the size of that shirt right there.
Which shirt is that?
That one.
Yeah.
This is a large. It's
yes.
by Gary
that would be
Panther.
It. Oh, yeah. That's. Oh, my son loves that style.
That is a very interesting looking shirt.
That is a very interesting looking shirt. Okay, we just need one more person. I'm the moderator here. I'm declaring this raffle a four-man raffle.
Well,
we need a critical mass.
A few more people coming up
yeah.
the street.
They look like hipsters.
Don't say hipsters. Wouldn't you agree that if you call somebody a hipster, they're going to run away?
If you call someone a hipster, then yeah. they're not going to agree that they're a hipster.
Exactly.
What are you saying?
The title hipster, if you're a hipster, you're yeah. too cool to be called a hipster.
Okay, I got it. I'm with you now. I'm down with it.
See, you're hip now.
Yeah, now I'm hip enough to do it. Okay. Excuse me, hey.
The Heron Oblivion show coming up.
Excuse me, this is a no hipster zone. This is a hipster-free zone. No hipsters allowed. But you'd be fine, sir. You'd be yeah, free stuff. Here we go, this
you're,
gentleman.
You're driving people away.
Yeah,
free stuff.
We're giving yeah.
free
raffle. Yeah, exactly. Hey, we're raffling this stuff off as soon as you agree
and
to help
on the,
out.
We're on the radio.
Keep that
your
coupon,
name,
sir.
Nick.
You're not going to win anything if you don't keep that coupon.
Nick, you are
you
from Jersey
coupons?
City?
I am.
Okay, then you're very familiar with the station, I guess. WFMU.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, right. Okay,
I am
Kent's
now.
Picking a number. Exactly. What's the number, Ken? Read it out loud.
The winning number is
oh, this is so
490-1
yes.
5-7.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, Cheyenne wins.
Cheyenne, congratulations.
I demand a recount.
No, sorry.
Well, Devon, you can
no,
hang out for
Devon,
the next
No, Devon, you can't
raffle.
Give it away.
I
no,
can't
Devon.
Give it to somebody else.
No, it's not transferable. No, there has to be there has
Cheyenne,
to be rules.
You can do whatever you
no,
want.
There has to be rules that we have to. Cheyenne. We have to have winners and losers.
It's chaos.
Everybody's a
There's
winner.
There's no contest.
No, everybody is not
a winner.
I can't believe you handed him
it's
a T-shirt.
True. No, my friend Devon and I are going to love this shirt
I,
together.
Oh, I'm just going to be sick.
Yeah.
Why even we're go through the motions?
We're both winners. We're going to
Why even go through this?
Yeah.
Why? It's we're just a sham win. Then. I'm sick to death. I mean it. I'm sick. Okay,
mission accomplished. All right.
Good. Where
Thank
good
you,
health.
Devon.
Have a good one.
I just want to puke. Thanks very much, Mom.
Bye, Cheyenne.
So
Bye, Cheyenne.
You are a winner.
What is the point if someone doesn't win the raffle of having them walk away with a gift?
That Matt Warwick loses. That's the point.
No.
Matt, you have how many raffles have you participated in?
Every one. I think there's been four so far.
Yeah, four.
And you've
five.
Lost every single
every
one.
Single one.
Yeah.
Cheyenne it, came out for 2 seconds and she won.
How's it feel to know now for sure that God hates you? A lot of people are not sure in life.
I thought
but
I
you
already
know for
knew,
sure. Yeah, exactly.
But now I definitely
it's
know.
Proof, yeah.
And it feels
Well, at least
awful.
You know. At least you have closure now. At least, and it explains everything, doesn't it?
There is somewhat some relief.
Yeah.
That I know now.
Yeah.
What are the chances of losing four raffles in a row where each one you have a 25% chance of winning?
1 in 3 trillion.
I think it's
less
than that.
Yeah, it might be less.
Yeah. So we're here in front of Monty Hall on Montgomery
Hey, you know
Street.
What you've just proven? You know my game, that card game, that party game that I'm not allowed to hawk on the stage? That stuff happens, you know?
Yeah.
Except it's not stuff.
Yes. Yeah,
you've just proven the title of that game is true. It's happening
it's
to
happening
you.
To me right now.
Yeah. It all comes down to the game, doesn't it, Ken?
Yeah, don't mention the word hipster at all. That's my advice. I'm throwing
yeah.
these away.
Yeah, that'll turn this whole operation
yeah.
around. Hey, there's a non-hipster zone. You keep walking, hipster.
He gave you the finger.
He did?
Yes, he gave you the finger. Well done, Andy. He flipped you the bird as he was
it's
walking away.
It's a relationship.
Because you called him a hipster.
I thought that was the highest praise a young man could receive.
No. It's an insult. Didn't you hear about the poll yesterday?
No.
It was a Donald Trump poll, and people wanted to know if they would prefer Donald Trump to lice, to having head lice.
Oh, I see.
Or if they would prefer Donald Trump to hanging out with a hipster.
Hanging out with a hipster.
Yeah.
You mean a hipster is just a derogatory.
Yeah. Basically,
but there are hipsters.
No one will ever admit that they are a hipster.
I'm going to get someone to admit he's a hipster. That's my goal for this hour.
If you keep using the word hipster.
I will get someone to say, yeah, I'm a hipster. You don't think that's ever been said? Yeah, of course I'm a hipster.
Not in this day and age. Run away, Sue. Run away.
I'm going to get someone to
Sue Braun just entered the WFMU Magic
without
Factory.
Even making eye contact.
Yes, she couldn't get away from us fast enough.
Wait.
She's coming up at 7. Do it for me.
There must be guys that are so obviously hipsters.
They will never
that they can't deny it.
It has become a supreme insult. Take my word for it.
Will you bet me? Will you bet me I could get someone to say to cop to it?
Yes.
How much will you bet me?
$5.
You're on.
All right.
Okay.
The bet is on.
Hi, we're doing a raffle here.
We're doing a free raffle.
You live in Jersey City?
We're on the radio. You're on the air.
Okay.
What's your name?
Sandeep.
Hey, Sandeep, can I take a shot in the dark here? You look sort of like, you remind me of, I've been reading about these hipsters. Would you call yourself a hipster?
I'm the farthest thing from a hipster.
Okay.
He's the farthest thing from a hipster.
He's 180 degrees from a hipster.
Yeah, I'm the most conventional guy ever.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Okay, well,
because
we're raffling this
off. He and I had a bet, a $5 bet. He thought he could get somebody to admit they were a hipster, and I said, no freaking way.
I'm
going to win.
Hold this coupon, and if we call your number, you can win anything on this table, but not the table itself.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, I know. We were ahead of you.
There's a bar of WFMU Miracle Soap.
Yeah,
a bottle of Pellegrino.
The soap's only been used once.
A Bacon Tastes Good t-shirt.
Yeah.
Fast Times.
Okay, hang on.
But
we need three people to have a raffle. Sir, we're raffling off this crap.
Having a free raffle. Free, no strings attached.
Yeah. Hi, sir. We're raffling this off. Okay, hang on. We just need three people.
Yeah, I live very close by.
Oh, then you pass by the station all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I envy you that. I wish I passed by the station. Sir, we're raffling off this stuff. This is a free. If we pick your number.
Give Matt a ticket.
No.
He never wins.
That's because God hates him.
Free raffle. Free stuff.
Okay, we just need one more guy.
People don't believe free raffle.
Yeah.
Hi, we're raffling off this crap. Oh, she's pretending to talk on the phone. They're not talking to anyone.
She said she
Prove
really
it.
Was.
Come back here. Let me hear.
She gave you the finger. She
Where?
Gave
Who
you the
that?
Finger.
Who is that? That's your mother? She's lying.
She held up the phone trying to prove that she was talking to her mother, and she gave you the finger.
Yeah.
She's still giving you the finger now. She's
No, she's not.
Away.
No, she's not. A lot of beautiful fingers in Jersey City.
Yes,
well manicured fingers. Okay. We just
and
need
you,
one more
do you
person.
Work down here?
No, I work at Wall Street.
Oh, so you're just coming home.
Yeah.
But you don't wear that at Wall Street. Your little you change, right?
No.
On your way home?
Nope.
You can wear that?
Yep.
Wow.
You're wearing a Gandalf t-shirt.
Yes, I am.
You're
fan of Lord of the Rings?
I am a Lord of the Rings aficionado, yes.
Because I like a lot of hipsters.
He's not a hipster. He said he's as far from being a hipster as you can possibly get.
180 degrees. Yep.
180 degrees.
What's your favorite Lord of the Rings book?
Silmarillion.
Which one?
Silmarillion.
Yeah, that's a good one. What's your favorite hipster anthem?
What's my favorite hipster
anthem? I thought I'd trip him up. Okay. Hey, here we go. We got these guys. Hey, we're raffling off this stuff.
This guy's wearing a
it's
face
a free
mask.
Raffle. You can win anything here.
The guy wearing a face mask, I think.
Oh, you're not good. You look. You don't have an oven.
Come on,
Come
on.
Hey, we're raffling off this crap.
Free raffle.
It's a free raffle
no bacteria,
to promote the station.
Nothing's infected.
Why would you say that?
Because he's wearing a face mask.
Maybe he's ugly. Maybe it has nothing to do with germs.
No, he's protecting himself from the Zika virus.
Maybe he's, okay.
It's mosquito season.
Hey, we're raffling this stuff off. It's
free
crap.
Free crap.
We're about to raffle it off in 1 minute. Take a ticket. You can win something here.
Take a ticket. No strings attached.
No, there's no strings attached.
No strings attached.
Yeah, here you go. Take a ticket. You take a ticket. Here we go. That's three people. Okay, but
we're on the radio, and you're on the radio. What's your name?
No, it's okay. No one's listening.
Give me a fake name.
No one's
Ashley.
Yeah,
it's Ashley.
Yeah. That's your dancer. That's
Ashley.
Your dancer name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's what we're doing. But Ken, you have to agree. If these nice people, I agree they're nice. I agree they're deserving. If they don't win, they walk away empty-handed.
I agree.
Okay, here we go.
Unless the winner gives them something.
No, that can't happen. That just drives me crazy.
Okay.
Our listeners want people to lose. They like to hear people lose.
I don't think they do.
They do. Okay, Ken's going to read
the winning number.
Everyone, consult your number.
The winning raffle number is 490162.
Oh, that's you, Matt?
Matt Warwick finally won.
The biggest. No. I can't stand it. No, Matt, I know what you want. Matt, you want the ski hat. Matt, just cop to it.
Walk away. Yeah, walk away.
He's afraid. Oh, see, Ken is his boss. He's afraid to take something.
You can choose anything on the table.
Oh, no.
Yes, he has the winning ticket.
I was promised we'd have losers here.
Ashley lost.
You're the loser. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you, Ashley. You've been a wonderful contestant. We work for tips.
You can choose anything on the table.
No, I'm not going to. So my dancing name is Ashley also. There you go. Okay.
Choose anything on the table.
No, you can't let him.
Yes.
Oh.
What do you want? I'll take it off the table
for
you.
For the love of God. Thank you, Ashley. Bye. You're the best.
Bye, Ashley.
Okay, someone walking away empty-handed.
That's a potholder, Christine.
What's the fun if we
did the first
Christine.
Talk show on WFMU?
Imagine having a picture of Christine in your kitchen.
T-shirt.
A T-shirt.
Into the air like a mighty
goldfish.
We can
tell you love T-shirts. We can tell
the
you're.
Goldfinch is the New Jersey State bird, by the way. It's a medium. I think it's the same size as your Gandalf.
Yeah,
t-shirt.
You can wear it to work.
Yeah, I can. But okay, yeah. Thanks so much.
There it is. Sure.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
Okay.
Dear God, nice chatting
bye-bye.
With you. Oh my God!
Oh, this
God.
Is going so well.
You don't even know how. You don't even know what loser means.
Everybody's a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Why are we? Then why don't we just give stuff away?
Why do you hate?
Why
that
go
so
through
much?
The motions? Why go through the? You're wasting my time. You're wasting our listeners' time. Why go through the motions if at the end of the day, when the dust clears, we're just
meat.
Handing stuff away?
There's more raffle meat passing us by.
Yeah, raffle meat. Hey, excuse us. We're having a raffle. Oh, now we don't have Matt anymore. Our crutch.
Yeah.
To get.
Yeah, you drove him away.
Started. I know.
Yeah. You were so angry that he was hanging out with us. Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, good Lord.
What is that?
This thing just fell out of my mouth.
What
Look
is
this?
It?
Look at that.
What was that? What was that in your mouth for?
It's a post. I can't believe that just happened.
Wait, you mean it was holding a tooth in?
A fake tooth was going to be attached to it.
You mean that you're, in the, you mean you're in the middle of a procedure? You're midway through some procedure?
Yeah.
And that was and the,
getting
and they
an
put
implant.
The post in?
Yeah. The damn thing just fell out.
That is so exciting. It's the most exciting thing that's happened today.
Thank God I caught it.
Thank God. Great reflexes, Ken. This is very exciting.
I paid a lot of money for this procedure.
Well, where are you going to keep it? You have to put it in some Kleenex or something.
I'll just put it in my pocket.
Perfect. Are you in pain?
Hey, you guys, free
hey,
raffle.
Hey,
free
we're giving
raffle.
Away raffle things. Yeah, you can win anything on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go.
We're on the radio. What's
All
your name?
I'm Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
And what's your name?
Michael.
Hey, Kevin and Michael, thanks for stopping by. Keep this coupon. Okay, we're going to pick in 1 minute. We need three people to pick a raffle, so we just need
You guys
one more.
Go to St. Peter's?
Yeah.
Who's the worst teacher at St. Peter's?
No comment.
They're all pretty good.
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
Oh, real? No, but the least good one, though, is?
The least good teacher?
Mr.
I don't know.
But you guys would say you are the biggest hipsters in the school. Would you agree to that?
No.
Would you agree, sir, you're the biggest hipster at the school?
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay. Okay, we need one more person for the raffle.
Free raffle, giving away stuff. Free raffle.
Aren't you the president and recording secretary of the hipster club? Isn't that who I'm talking
to?
You
got to explain to him that nobody ever wants to admit being a hipster, right?
Yeah, that's true. I guess no one necessarily wants to admit being a hipster.
Then I don't even know why they have the hipster club meetings.
Having a free raffle
hey,
here.
A free
Would you
raffle.
Like to get
you
a ticket?
Yeah.
We're on the radio.
There you go.
And your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris? Okay. Chris, keep that ticket. Keep that ticket. Everybody, keep their ticket. This is very exciting. Uncle Ken's going to pick a number now. And if you win, you can get anything off the table, but not the table itself. Okay, here we go, Uncle Ken. Ken's going to read the numbers. Everyone, look at their numbers.
The winning ticket is 490165. All
That's
right.
You. Well done, my
Michael,
friend.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Michael, what do you want from the table? This is a bacon tastes good T-shirt.
Hipsters love T-shirts.
Oh, true. What's that over there?
This is a double VHS monster movie. Gorgo.
Well, they don't have a VHS player. You don't have a VHS player, do you? You do?
What's the shirt over there?
Oh, the shirt over here?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all, I'm afraid they all say WFMU on it. So you don't want to wear that, you know, in public.
My brother likes bacon, so I'll get him.
Oh, perfect.
All right, the bacon perfect tastes choice good T-shirt.
Well gone. Done, my friend. Well played.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for
right
participating
right
in our
thank
raffle
you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank okay you very much.
I'll tell Mr. What's-His-Name what you said about him.
And have a hipstery day.
I think I'm going to win the $5.
I don't know. Hey, you look a little bit like, you remind me of a hipster I once knew.
She gave you the finger.
No one's giving me the finger. Why would you make that up? Someday.
No, the first guy really did give you
the finger. Someday somebody's going to really give me a finger and no one will believe you.
The first guy really did give you the finger. He flipped it backwards as he walked away because you called him a hipster. You might as well call him an idiot.
That confirms he is a hipster as far as I'm concerned.
I'm upset this thing fell out of my mouth.
You know what? It doesn't bother me at all.
I was doing such a great job not playing with it.
Freaking boy, it looks very mechanical and industrial.
It is.
It's so just
it's a
screw.
It's a screw that was in my
screw
mouth.
Looks like something that would come out of a stereo.
It was, yeah.
Stereo system.
You know what it was screwed into?
I don't want to know.
It was screwed into cadaver bone.
I don't want to know that.
Cadaver bone that they implanted in my mouth.
Well, your cadaver bone is a little soft, I would say.
I guess so.
I guess so. That falling out of your mouth means nothing to me. I've already moved on. You can keep talking about it if you want, but my mind is elsewhere. I won't be listening. Hey, we're raffling off this crap.
I'm very impressed that you solicited them because they were Indian, and you're obviously very frightened of Indian people.
I am. I didn't know this is an all-races operation.
Oh, you thought we were doing an all-white show tonight?
I thought it was whites only.
Whites only. No,
fine. I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I'd say probably.
By the way, it's very progressive of you.
Probably.
I'm all for this change. Congratulations.
It's probably only about 25% white people have been passing by.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We should have a sign that says whites only. What do you think people would do?
Beat us up?
Yeah, throw probably
eggs at us?
Well, yeah. I think we'd be praying for eggs. We'd be hoping for the eggs.
If you're a WFMU listener, we're standing here in front of the building, in front of Monty Hall on Montgomery Street.
Ken's mouth is falling apart.
Yep. Things are falling out of my mouth.
You're like the Frankenstein monster. You have bolts coming out of you.
Yep.
What did that,
Andy, which Monty Hall show are you looking forward to?
Well, what's coming up?
Oh, let's see what's coming up. The Figs in the Upper Crust, May 21st.
Okay, I love it.
The Chills, May 23rd.
I like Pat Byrne. Is he hosting any of this?
Yes, he's coming up June 25th.
Oh, okay.
He's not on the schedule yet.
He's the best.
Yeah. Pat Byrne's Prove It All Night, June 25th.
Yeah, I don't know any of these other guys.
Heron Oblivion.
Yeah, that.
And Endless Boogie on May 26th.
Now tell me, of all these people here, who would you say will draw the biggest crowd?
The Chills, maybe.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
They're great. Early Chills.
Oh.
Is it the original lineup?
Well, the first song.
Yeah.
The first song on their first album. That's always good.
That's good for the chords.
It has so many chords.
Would you say that's true for every band that ever existed?
No.
The first song on the first album is great?
No.
There's no exception to that?
Nope.
Well, that's what makes horse races.
Hey, thank you, Nick the Bard, for babysitting the board upstairs for us.
Thanks to Veronica.
Thanks, Veronica, for helping
for putting
us
this
out
together.
For helping us out with the newsletter.
Hey, we're having a raffle. We're giving away this stuff. It's part of our...
No strings attached.
To
no,
promote
no
it.
No money involved.
Yeah, no money involved. Yeah. Come on, you'll
you
love this.
Scared.
Here, take a coupon. Are you a fan of WFMU?
No, I actually moved to the area.
You're going to hate this
station.
Yeah,
we're on the radio. What's your name?
Brian McGuire.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian.
You think
Welcome
you've hated
Jersey
a radio...
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Think
it.
Of the worst radio station you've ever heard in your life. Multiply that by 10. Welcome to WFMU.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
We're 10 times as good as the worst radio station.
We're 10 times as good as your worst radio station.
All right, so what do I have to...
Okay, we just need two other people.
Want
here
pick
you go.
Card in our raffle here? No strings attached.
No strings attached. We're gonna. You can take anything off the table if you win. Okay,
and we need one more participant.
What is your name?
Free raffle.
What is your name?
No strings attached. What's your name?
Is this being recorded?
No, we're on the radio. We're not recording it, though.
Yeah. And no one will ever hear it.
Live on the radio.
No one will ever hear it. No one's listening.
We don't have any listeners.
Explorers Club a band?
Yes. The Explorers Club is a band.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're playing here on July 1st.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish it was a real Explorers Club.
Legally.
Unfortunately, it's just a band.
Technically, they're a band.
Okay, we have a kid.
A kid would. I'll do this.
No, don't go away. You have your ticket. You're in the running for a prize.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mom. We're raffling this off. You can win something
free
for your daughter. We're giving crap
stickers.
Away.
Look.
One more person.
Fruit stickers. Fruit stickers for the produce section.
Little girls love fruit stickers.
Yeah, they do. Okay,
except
I think
for
we better
that
have
little
our
girl.
Raffle.
With these two people?
Yes.
We only need one more person?
Well, yeah. Do you know someone? Do you know who that guy is? Do you know who he is? Go tell him.
Hey, come on.
Hey, dude. Hey, dude.
Need a raffle. Raffle. Come on.
Dude. Hipster. Call him hipster.
No. He will run away.
He's still got, like, the regular earphones, too.
Yeah. So what do you think of Jersey City? What's your impression so far? You feel
it's
at
great.
Home?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey originally, so it's fantastic.
Where in New Jersey?
Trenton.
I've heard of Trenton. I've heard of it.
Trenton makes, the world takes.
That's right.
Is that sign still there?
Yeah, the sign's still there.
Yeah. And
okay, we're doing our raffle. And the winning number.
Wait, we're going to do it just for two people?
Yeah.
So it's a 50-50 chance?
50-50
chance.
It's
like flipping a coin?
Yep.
Okay, and the loser gets nothing.
Nothing.
Right. And the winner gets anything off the table.
And the winner can take anything off the table and can give it to the loser.
And the loser gets nothing.
Nothing.
So we're raffling off some crap.
Okay, the winning number is 490-168.
That's you.
Congratulations.
Right.
You can choose anything on the table.
Hey, thanks very much, Trenton.
Thank you, Brian.
Sorry. Brian, you learned a little bit about New Jersey right here. No, he don't. He's what we call the loser.
You can give that to Brian if you want to, though.
No, he wants his. No. He's going to keep his oven mitt.
Yeah, he's gone. Thank you. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing our All Races annual FMU raffle.
I'm bleeding from the mouth now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Because that thing came out?
Yeah, because my bolt came out.
The great ones play hurt. You're playing hurt.
No, I am playing hurt.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm going to make it.
We wouldn't have known you were in pain. The only way we'd know you're in pain is if you mention it every 30 seconds.
Well, I'm not in pain.
Like you're doing it.
No, I'm not in pain. I never
said that. You're in some discomfort?
I'm bleeding.
Yeah, bleeding from the mouth.
Bleeding from the mouth.
Because bolts are falling out of your mouth.
Yeah. And we're standing here in front of the WFMU Magic Factory.
Me and my cyborg co-host.
Montgomery Street.
Yeah. Hoping, do you think any listeners are going to come down?
I sure hope a WFMU listener will come by. You have an excellent chance of winning anything on the table. Let's see what we have left.
Wait, I got to get someone to admit they're a hipster.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm going to win $5.
I've got to get my $5.
Yeah, no, you'll never get anybody to admit they're
calling
a hipster.
All hipsters. Hey, hipsters. Check this out. If I say, hey, hipsters, and someone turns around, is that good enough for you?
No.
What do I have to do?
You have to get somebody. You have to do what you said you would do.
To say, I guess I am a hipster.
Yeah, I'm a hipster.
You don't think anyone will say that.
Unless you pay them.
No, I wouldn't pay them. I'm not going to trick you. I don't cheat. Hey, excuse me. Can I ask you a question?
Next time. He was on a bicycle.
Oh, that's too bad because he's a hipster.
He was not a hipster.
Through and through.
No, he was not a hipster.
Head to toe. 100% pure.
That was not a hipster bicycle. That was a store-bought bicycle.
Wait, what do hipsters ride?
They ride bespoke bicycles.
I don't even know what that means.
Artisanal handcrafted bicycles.
Yeah. Your mouth is kind of handcrafted, isn't it?
Now it is.
Yeah.
So if you're a WFMU listener, come on down. We're standing in front of Monty Hall.
I need a hipster. Call in all hipsters. Come on down to Montgomery Street.
I want
to
die.
Hey, excuse me. We're doing a raffle here. It's a free raffle.
Free raffle.
We're promoting our radio station, which is right in here. Do you live in Jersey City?
Yeah, right on the next block.
Oh, then you know about WFMU. You don't listen to it, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, listen, we're going to give you a raffle ticket.
All right, what do I win?
You hold on to it.
Raffle.
You can take anything you want off the table if we pick your number. Keep that cue bar. We're going to pick it in 1 minute.
I know.
Well, we're going to be right here. You're going to stand here for a minute.
We're going to pick it in 1 minute.
Yeah, we're going to get somebody else.
We just need one other person.
We get another ticket, and then you have a 50-50 chance. Oh, don't look at your watch like you have somewhere to go. You're not fooling anybody. You have nowhere to go.
You've got TV dinner
at home.
Oh, yeah? All right.
You just stand there.
Let's see, what do I want here?
Hey,
free raffle, no strings attached.
Hey, would you identify yourself as a hipster?
Maybe Fast Times.
Yeah, on VHS. Exactly. That'd be great.
Free raffle.
Now, you would say, would you agree that you're a hipster?
If you want to say that, that's fine.
But would you say it? Would you identify yourself if you had to check off?
Nobody ever wants to admit that.
Yeah, no, it's not a terrible thing to say.
I know what you're saying, though, but you know, I check myself off in multiple categories.
But is hipster one of them?
I mean, it could be.
Will you give me that, Ken?
No.
It could be, depending on the day and time.
And how about, say, today? And how about this time?
Well, today, a little work, a little... dressed down.
You're describing hipsters.
You don't look like a hipster.
You look like you're the president of Hipsterville.
Well, you know what? I shaved the beard down this morning.
There you go. He had a beard this morning. Yeah. He had a hipster beard.
He doesn't have a beard anymore.
Well, I got some shadow now.
He's got exactly. You look great to me.
Thank you.
How would you describe yourself? What category do you have right at this moment?
A man of action.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, he looks like a man of action.
Hey, guys, we're raffling off some crap.
Free raffle.
Join our hipster friend.
No strings.
Come on.
No strings attached.
Wait, we just need one other person. No. We got to find somebody else. We'll find somebody
else. Free raffle.
Come on, we're raffling this off.
Yeah, free raffle.
It's you against
our
hipster
strings attached.
Yeah. Okay, hold on to this coupon.
We're on the radio. We're on the radio.
Oh, you're on the radio?
Yeah. If you win, you can get anything from this table. Anything at all. You have a 50-50 chance.
Okay.
It's you against our hipster friend.
What's your name?
Somia.
Okay.
Somia.
It's you against this man of action. You guys actually make a nice couple. Okay, here we go. Ken, okay, everyone look at their ticket.
You can also win the lunchbox.
Okay.
If you want it.
That'd be a good gift.
The winning number.
That would be, okay, everyone look at their ticket. That's very exciting.
Is 490-170.
No. Oh, you're being a gentleman. You're being too sweet.
The
man of action. You are a man of action. You are a man of action.
Of course.
You win. You win.
No, it's been the past 2 minutes here. For
you can have the table. You can have the lunchbox.
You win raffles.
I'm going to take the lunchbox.
Oh, good choice.
Good choice.
Although it makes our next raffle a little bit of a challenge.
That's by decorated by Jersey City artist Ron English.
Yeah. It's a good.
Let me see what else is here.
Oh, you don't like the art on it.
Kids t-shirts.
Wait, they're not all kids. Look. Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's Tom Sharpling magazine.
Yeah,
you're a fan of Tom Sharpling's?
No, I just wanted to start reading the graphic.
You just love magazines. Well, if you love magazines, this will fit the bill.
Okay.
So what is this
about? Oh, we're just on the air. We're just trying to fill up an hour of airtime.
Yeah. It's either this or music.
Thanks for stopping and talking to us.
Yeah, there you go. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Enjoy that. No, you will. I think people will love that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Of course, thanks.
Hey, so long, man of action.
Okay.
Of course you do.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I've given up.
I can't believe you gave a loser something.
I know.
Why did you give that loser something?
I've given up.
She was just so happy. She was so happy and adorable.
You've worn me down. Oh, for the love of God.
And the sun is getting ready to set here on Montgomery Street.
My friend Ken's mouth is just falling apart, bolt by bolt, brick by brick.
I'm bleeding from the mouth.
Yeah.
Andy Breckman has lost the will to live.
It's always exciting when you tune into our show. Where will Ken be bleeding from? Tonight's answer, the mouth.
The right upper molar.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, no.
Now, what will you have to do tomorrow? How does this impact your day tomorrow?
I'll have to go to the periodontist tomorrow.
You're going to have to make that call as soon as we are off the air.
No, this is actually good news. I might be able to get a new script for OxyContin.
Yeah. Well played.
Thank you.
Well played, Kenneth.
Oh, my God. I just realized. Oh, it hurts terribly.
Yeah, well played. You're not late. Where are you going?
Yankees game. Go Yankees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good, Ken. Go Yankees.
Go Mets.
It's the lamest thing you could yell.
Why?
I don't know. Well, this now is over. Wouldn't you agree this is over?
No. This guy looks like a WFMU listener heading our way.
But we need three of them.
We don't need anything. This guy definitely.
You want to just have one-man raffles at this point?
Yeah, one-man raffles. 100% chance of winning.
Yeah. Hey, we have. It's a one-man all-races raffle. One-man all-races welcome. Free raffle. What else do they want?
Well, all races mean
all races welcome.
All white races.
No, I think we should widen the net today. I know what you're thinking. Ken, fight that impulse of yours. all races welcome, one man raffle. You can't lose.
But when you say all races,
yeah,
surely you don't mean all.
Ken, you're making me mad. It's like you weren't even at the big meeting last week. Our new policy here at FMU. All races welcome.
In case you're tuning in late.
We envy you, right, Kenny?
Oh, well, of course we envy you.
Hey, sir, we have a raffle. We have a raffle in progress.
One man, all races.
One man, minimum one-person raffle, guaranteed winners, all races welcome. What else do you want?
But no women allowed.
I say we should even open it up to women.
Oh.
Kenny?
Oh, women.
Kenny, it's the 1990s, Kenny. Get with it.
That's right. You're a feminist now.
That's right. Hey, we're raffling off crap. You can't lose.
If you are just tuning in, not only do we envy you, but I encourage you to go back and listen to the beginning of the show.
It's for our radio station.
There was a wonderful moment when three Indian gentlemen walked up to us, and none of them spoke English, and Andy was terrified.
Well, did you tell them that none of them spoke English?
Yes.
Did you mention that?
They were friendly as anything.
I'm only human.
Simply because they
didn't they were foreign
speak
people.
English.
Did you mention there were three of them?
Yes.
Did you mention that they didn't speak English?
Yes. And
we have a raffle.
One of them was wearing.
We're promoting our station with a free raffle. One man raffle.
One man raffle.
You can't lose.
One of the most feared people on the planet.
Wait, say that again.
What?
I'm going to one of the most feared people on the
who?
Planet.
Who? What? Tell me who that
the
is.
The dentist.
Oh, you're going to the dentist?
Oh, I have something to give him. Fell out of my mouth. Describe that.
Was that a screw?
Yeah, it's a screw.
Yeah, I had a screw. It fell out of my mouth during the show.
Oh, really? Yeah, so... Sorry, gentlemen.
What procedure are you undertaking today?
I'm going to try to avoid a crown.
Good move.
Canal, because first of all, $800 is a lot of money.
Right.
Number two, there's always another option, more affordable option. And number three, I'd rather get another cavity filled.
Oh, are you going to the Montgomery Green Dental Place right here?
Right here.
Ken, give him your screw. Maybe give him your screw.
My good luck.
Well, I've heard great things about him.
Oh, okay. I thought you heard bad things about him.
No.
As long as you're not getting a crown, they're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've had some issues with crowns.
Ken, give him your screw. This guy could use it.
No, I need my screw for the dentist
tomorrow.
We
were right here just 10 minutes ago. It fell out of his nose.
No, my mouth.
What? Oh, yeah, his mouth.
Well, good luck. I understand that it's Gentile dental care.
Yeah.
It's for Gentiles only.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Now you're getting the hang of that shock humor stuff.
Yeah.
You're getting the hang of it. You're doing fine.
Great. Thank you.
I'm going to take your training wheels off soon.
You're
doing fine.
All races welcome.
That's how you do it. You kind of semi-offend people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't let them know. You don't come right at him. You come at him from the side. Come at him from the angle.
Show me
they don't
how
know
done.
They're being insulted. You're getting it. That's how you do it.
Show me how it's done.
Hey, ladies, we're having a raffle.
Teach me, oh sensei.
Soon, the pupil will be teaching the teacher. Hey, ma'am, we're raffling off crap.
It's garbage night here on Montgomery Street.
Oh, so it's very noisy.
Yeah,
wait, but we're not here. That's not a garbage truck. That's a bus.
Looking at the WFMU garbage, neatly bagged.
Oh, yeah, well done.
The next door neighbor's garbage, not so neatly bagged.
And the nursing home, the bus you hear is the old folks from the nursing home. I guess they were at an outing. I wonder if they were at Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah, they're just coming back.
Where do you think they went to today?
Yeah, they were probably down in Atlantic City.
Oh, I hope they're winners. Hey, if they enjoyed gambling, they might like to come over and play our raffle. You want to go over there and solicit them?
I don't think our wireless mics will reach that far.
Yeah.
But here comes a gaggle of...
hipsters?
Raffle meat. No, they're called raffle meat.
Well, we're waiting for all the elderly people to get off the bus at the nursing home across the street. So we're going to be here for 4 or 5 hours.
We still have a bunch of WFMU t-shirts.
Yeah.
And a hat, a WFMU ski cap.
Hey, this guy. Hey, we're raffling
free
all
raffle.
Stuff. There's a raffle,
free raffle
here.
No strings attached.
Yeah, it's getting rid of stuff. We have a radio
station
here.
Really, no strings attached. Take a raffle ticket.
Yeah, you're in a rush.
Everybody's in a rush.
Everyone has headphones on now, too.
Yeah. This guy's riding a hipster bicycle.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Hey, we have a raffle here. We're giving
free
away
raffle.
Crap. There's a free raffle.
Free raffle.
Yeah, that's right. Turn around.
Handmade bicycle.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, look at that. He made it himself.
Come on, buddy. Turn around. Oh, he's thinking about it.
He's thinking about it.
He's making a turn. Is he turning around?
Nope. He's running away. He's riding away as fast as he can.
Riding away. He's pedaling as fast as he can.
Free raffle.
There you go. Free raffle. Hey, you don't see guys smoking that much. That's a tough guy.
Coming up next here on WFMU, it's Do It For Me with Sue Braun.
You mean this raffle show is not the end of the line?
No, it's not.
This hasn't killed the station?
It's not the last program we're ever going to broadcast, no.
Although it would be quite fitting.
This guy looks like raffle meat.
Hey, we have a raffle here.
Free raffle. You want a raffle ticket?
Take a ticket, and then if we pick your number.
Oh, people think a raffle, you know, that's the problem. A raffle implies a long-term thing.
Or they probably think we're going to ask him for money.
Right. No money involved.
How you doing, Kenny? I worry about you. You're falling apart. You got bolts and nuts and screws falling out of you.
I know.
Now you got blood coming out of you.
Yeah. Blood coming out of my wherever.
Yeah. I worry about you, man.
I'll be okay. Here comes a WFMU listener.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's carrying a bag of garbage. That's always a dead giveaway.
Around with him? Give me the case.
You can add it to our pile of garbage.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Yeah.
As a public service?
Yeah. It's garbage night here on Montgomery Street, Wednesday nights and Sunday nights. If you have garbage.
We haven't done this in a while, have we?
Bring it
by. Stood out front.
No. No, we have not.
Now I understand.
Are you
going to
help me clean
up? I realize why.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of a good excuse.
There's a lot of mic cords.
Maybe as soon as.
Coil up.
As soon as the show's over, maybe I'll get an important phone call.
Ah.
And then I won't be able to help you.
Hey, yeah.
Do you think I will?
You've been getting important phone calls.
Yeah.
I understand that a big multinational toy company has purchased your.
We're in negotiation. Stuff happens, but it's not called stuff. That's right.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm glad you mentioned that because this is everyone's last chance to get the original Kickstarter version before it becomes a mainstream sensation.
Oh, I see. The Kickstarter version is going to be the rare.
A collector's item.
It's going to be I see.
They'll have cards that no other version will have.
Right.
Hey, sir, we're giving away stuff. It's a raffle.
No strings attached.
No strings attached.
No money.
You could be the only participant. All races welcome.
Women welcome.
It's the kinder, gentler WFMU. Everything you heard about our station is false.
Free raffle.
Hey, can I help you carry that? Can I have my friend help you? Oh, my gosh. He's struggling.
Oh, the poor guy.
I know.
He's pushing a stroller.
But at least he doesn't have bolts coming out of his head.
What's in that box?
I don't know. He's struggling, though.
Oh, he was struggling.
Yeah,
that
pushing a stroller and carrying a big box. Hey, maybe this is our listeners coming by to play. Is it?
Come on. No.
No.
Oh, well.
Maybe this nice lady. I think we can get this lady.
100% raffle.
Look, this lady's approaching. I'm going to start turning on the charm now.
100% chance of winning.
Yes, we're giving away
100% chance.
To promote our radio station, we're giving away this stuff.
How are you, ma'am?
If you win the raffle, you could walk away. Yes, God bless
What's your name?
Angela.
Did you have a nice day today, Angela?
Yes.
Every day above ground, am I right?
Yes.
God bless you. That's right.
Yes, I am.
Exactly.
We're doing a free raffle.
Here's how it works, Angela. Here's your coupon.
Okay.
Okay, you hold that coupon, and now if Ken calls your number.
I'm going to reach into the hat.
He's going to reach into the hat, and if Ken calls your number, then you're the winner.
All right.
But here's the good part about this.
What's that?
There's no other participant. You're the only person in the hat. So you might be the winner. I think the odds are very good. When was the last time you won something, Angela?
I don't even remember.
It's going to be your lucky day. Ken's reaching into the hat. Okay, Angela, look at your coupon. You're the only person. Only one ticket has been chosen.
The winning number is 490-175.
That's me! Yay!
You know what I would have done?
Angela won.
I would have picked. I would have called out a different number.
No.
Missed my opportunity.
Yeah, that would have been. Okay. So Angela, you can have anything here. Unfortunately, it's all crap. A lot of it though, does not say WFMU. Here, this doesn't say WFMU. Let me see. Here, you like bottled water?
Pellegrino.
Well,
you like a cup? Does this cup work, Ken?
Yes, it works fine.
You like a shot glass?
No.
Japanese monster movies?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High? You have a VHS player?
No.
Hey, you like that Silence of the Lambs? Hannibal Lecter? Oh, that's a scary movie. You have a DVD player?
Knit Cap?
Yeah, everyone loves that. That has Jodie Foster in it.
Okay, I'll
She's plucky. She's a plucky FBI agent. Okay, that's a good one.
All right, then.
Well, good choice.
And here, you can have a button to remember the radio station.
Okay. Yeah. What about that hat?
Yeah, the hat. You can have that hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah. And if you wear it inside out, no one will know what the call letters are.
Okay, thank you
very much.
Okay,
you bet.
Thank you, Angela. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you and your work.
Oh, Angela was the best.
She's the best. Hey, you guys want to play our raffle? We're giving away stuff.
Free raffle.
It's a free raffle.
No strings attached. All races welcome.
All races welcome now. It's a kinder, gentler FMU.
Since 6:30 p.m.
Yes, it's the big staff meeting.
All races welcome.
I understand it was quite a close vote.
Yes.
In the policy change.
Oh, yeah. I was the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, a lot of screaming. They were meeting all night long.
Yep. Well, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online at WFMU.org in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Hey, we want to thank all of our listeners that didn't come rushing down here today, right?
Yeah, this is probably the first time that we've done a show from in front of WFMU that nobody came down.
Yeah,
that
means a lot to us. Thank you.
Not a single person.
Yeah.
It's nice that the listeners are granting us the kind of privacy.
Yeah, a little space. They understand we need space.
Yeah.
And, Ken, I'm really sorry that you're in some discomfort.
No, I'm fine. I'm in terrible discomfort. I need more Vicodin. Oh, man. Boy, does it hurt. It's like throbbing. It's like a throbbing pain.
You're practicing for tomorrow?
Yeah.
For your visit to the dentist?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I can feel my heartbeat on the whole right side of my head.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Can you see?
Yeah.
My vagus nerve, can you see it throbbing?
Maybe some Vicodin would help here.
Yeah, it might.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe. Whatever.
Have you had Vicodin in the past?
Yeah.
Has it been effective for you?
It has worked, yeah.
Here, then let me give you 5,000 of these pills right here.
Okay.
Will 5,000 get you through for a while?
That'll probably work.
Okay.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
Ken, wake up. You're dreaming.
Whoa!
Ken Fantasy. Oh. Ken Friedman Fantasy.
Oh, man.
Well, this has been great, Ken.
Yes, it has.
This idea has been spectacular.
Yeah, Nick the Bard, you can start our theme song. It's 6:58, and we will just keep talking.
We'll just fade away.
And Nick the Bard, also, you should know that Do It For Me with Sue Braun is coming up, and that's going to come up on Channel 3B. So you can turn off Andy Breckman's microphone now because he's also on Channel 3.
By all that's holy, turn me off.
Yeah, why don't you just talk and then Nick can turn your microphone off.
Mid-sentence?
Yeah, yeah.
Start. You like things to happen mid-sentence?
Yeah, start talking.
It has been an honor and a privilege to
be... Turn his mic off, Nick. Mid-sentence, turn it off. Oh, that was perfect, Nick. Yes. El Perfecto. Oh, that's right. You owe me $5. Yeah. Okay, great. And, your microphone is off. My microphone is still on. And, Nick, you can fade me out now. And stay tuned for Do It For Me with Sue Braun. Video stream tonight. Thanks to Leech. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Do it for me. Technocrat Leech in the Havery. We are live streaming, broadcasting. We have a video situation happening. If you go to WFMU.org, in fact, I'm going to test this theory out right now. Going to WFMU.org. And seeing
it's up.
Hey, Leech, welcome back.
Hey there.
Welcome back, buddy. Missed you last week.
Missed you too. And all the listeners out there, missed you.
Missed you.
Even though there's no way that I can know that.
You can't know what you don't know.
I don't know what I don't know. But I do know what I don't. And what I don't is what I don't right now. I don't.
Yes.
Quote me on that.
I have quoted you. I am. Listeners, this is a call-in radio program. So they say. That's the big ruse, isn't it? That's the big, that's the bait. And the switch as well. Is that people call in 201-536-9368. Excuse me. Something fell down. And I must replace it. There we go. We are dealing with ancient technology right now.
Is that what is that, an analog phone?
That is a Silverline analog telephone. It's a VTech. Those came out in the 90s after Clinton ruined this country with the Communications Act.
Does that have the V chip in it where it blocks adult programming?
I think the V chip, wasn't the V chip meant to give some sort of clarity? Like sonic clarity or like stereo sound. Like I have the same thing. I have a Sony boombox with some sort of V. Like V was a big word. What is the V, big letter? What does the V stand for?
Vicarious?
Vicarious.
Vicarious sound. If you don't have the sound that your neighbor has, take it from them.
Right. I'm living vicariously. That's right.
Best way to live.
Yep.
Don't do it yourself. Do it for us.
Right. Leech and I will live vicariously through you, the listener, 201-536-9368. We are back up in Studio B. If you were listening hard last week and not calling, well, I think what is needed is a change of phone numbers. That'll shake things up. Have you wondering what happened? 201-536-9368. And what a week it was. Not really. Filled with, here, I'm going to break the news. There's a woman who has essentially just ruined it for everyone as far as food sampling goes. I met her, ran into her, and she is now one woman with one complaint about the food samples in the big box membership only store that I work in. This woman has now made it difficult for everyone. And I'll tell you what happened. We all have gloves on in my job. So my job is, again, I serve food samples to you greedy bastards. You pay a membership fee, you come into the store, and you go around, you sample all the food with your filthy brethren, and that's my job. Hey, I stay clean. I've got an apron. I've got a box with dozens of gloves for my shift. I mean, you know, the only thing I don't have is a ventilator, you know. Other than that, we're not allowed to come in when we're sick. We have a hairnet on so that we don't scratch our scabby heads. We have a hat on to cover the hairnet that covers our scabby heads. Gloves we change. We typically don't deal with any raw food. Everything's fine. Okay, back to this woman. I am doing my job. I am slaying it like I always do. Number one employee, might I say. I'm serving up a delicious caramelized onion and Gouda chicken burger leech. Boy. Topped with some provolone cheese, hot and melty from the skillet. I'm serving it out. Everybody's happy. Serving my samples. How much is this delicious chicken burger with caramelized onion and Gouda? Oh, it's $10.79 or whatever the hell price it is. Right over here. Would you like to add some cheese to it?
Yes, please.
Right to the side behind me. Delicious reserve provolone.
Reserve?
Reserved for only the finest customers. That's what reserve means. Also, reserve could possibly mean like that fracking wastewater. That's also, I think that's also called.